defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, ramping up SHOT Show. Today is Thursday. I'm going to tell you right now in advance that we are taping today's program for you today from the show floor. It is Friday, and here we go, the magic of radio, sitting off to my kind of catty corner left, Eye on the Target Radio's Amanda Suffolk. Amanda, how are you?
Hey, it's good to see you.
Always a pleasure to see you. Yeah. Tell us about your radio show. Where can we hear it?
Well, you can hear it pretty much on the West Coast. It's pretty crazy. We're nationally syndicated, so go to eyeonthetargetradio.com, and you can find a whole list of all the places that we are at.
Everywhere we need to be is right on Eye of the Target Radio, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good deal. Mm-hmm. Amanda Suffolk, to your left across from me, Kellyanne Pigeon, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Thanks for having us.
I'm thrilled that you're here. Thank goodness. First off, let me start with you, Kelly. How's the show been for you so far?
Productive, exhausting.
Both. I know the feeling.
It's a wonderful marriage, right?
Yeah, it really beats on you. Amanda, how's the show been for you? Good?
It's been great. It's been exhausting trying to talk over people. I now have half a voice, but...
I noticed mine too. Don't feel bad. You'll be hearing mine crack a little bit too.
It makes it worthwhile, though. I tell people you go to SHOT Show for kind of most people for vacation. You know, you go there as a working vacation, and when you get home, you're kind of like this road hard, raggedy, tired, exhausted.
It is rough.
You get back to work to say, just leave me alone for a couple days while I recuperate. Hey, but it is amazing.
It really truly is. Before we get going into the DC project, maybe keep you for one, definitely this segment, possibly a second, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. Let's talk first of all about the remarkable thing we witnessed in Virginia. To me, and I've made this public for the last, since I've covered it, you know, daily for months. This, to me, is the single most important Second Amendment issue, I believe, of our lifetimes. We watched unfold in the city of not just Richmond, Virginia, but the state of Virginia, because we've been given this open window, this remarkable view into what the Socialist Party wants for us at the federal level, should they be, quote unquote, lucky enough to gain all three levers of power in D.C., even though they're not talking about it now, since the four gun grabbers that were loudmouthed about it are now sitting around drinking coffee somewhere because they're no longer in the race. Let me get your opinion first, Kelly.
It's a footprint of what's to come. And it happened very, very quickly. You know, the election just happened in November, and the Democrats were making no bones about we're on it. And with immediacy, they just laid out their platform, right, and with blinders on and headphones on, not looking, not listening, you know, all of those, you know, not rally goers, I should say, didn't even matter. Like, it's our way or the highway is what I'm seeing happening, and we got to get in front of that. We got to get in front of that on every other state level, because we don't want that to be the footprint for every other state in our country.
You know, see, you say get in front of that. I love being able to bring different voices to the show to talk about this same subject matter, because you have different opinions on everything, which is great. And that's what it's all about. I'm with you on that. I would only argue that when we say it happened quickly, it did, for all intents and purposes. But in Virginia, it really didn't. It's been building for a long time. We've been asleep at the wheel. We, meaning freedom-loving patriots, gun owners, Second Amendment activists and supporters, never thought in Virginia 4 or 5 years ago this was going to be an issue. Hence why you had 40% turnout at that election. You know, I saw the activism.
Unopposed seats.
That was
the thing that got me the most is, my gosh, there are so many unopposed seats. Are we that apathetic? Do we not have any good, you know,
apathy,
folks who would get out there and run? Like, why were there so many seats?
Apathy. It's complacency, Amanda?
It has so much to do with getting involved in politics at a low level. It really is. So the people that they pick from to become your elected representatives really need to be township trustees. They need to be county commissioners. They need to be somebody who's involved in politics in some way or another. And what's happened in Virginia is they didn't have a farm team. They didn't have anybody that they could shop
for
or pull up from. So when people say, oh, well, as you had alluded to, it isn't quick. It's that there's no breath, there's no depth.
It seems so fast. Because all of a sudden we seem to wake up and we, how the hell did this happen here?
I want to interject a real quick story.
Please.
I was doing a lecture on gun rights or women's rights at a local university, and we had opened it up for anybody in the community to come. And a lady was there, and she said, my mom grew up in Nazi Germany, and as a German. And they had this conversation at the dinner table, and she said, Mom, why did you guys let this happen? And what she said was, you know what? We didn't pay attention. Nobody even thought twice about it. We just did what we were told, and by the time we figured out what was happening, it was too late. And what a way to analogize that straight to where we are here. And that's what made me think of the conversation after you said, yeah, this has been happening for a long time. Like, oh, my gosh, it's just like the story she told me of her mom in Nazi Germany. They just did what they were told.
And
they
it started with disarmament. It took everything from everybody.
Like, we didn't pay attention, but it was too late. But I'm like, we can't get to the then. We can't get there.
Gun owners, there's so many gun owners that are still, even after Virginia, sitting there going, they're not really going to take our guns. They're just going to restrict this, or they're going to restrict that.
Infringement.
Let me
ask you two questions.
Incrementalism.
Yeah. I make up my own words on my show. I love doing that.
Good.
And
okay.
We call it incrementalization on the show.
Oh, okay.
Because that's really what it is. They're picking it. It's incrementalization when you think about it, right? So a question for you. I can't wait to get your perspective, because we're going to stay for another segment with you.
Okay.
Because we're going to lead it into the D.C. project. This is a perfect setup to get into the D.C. project.
Okay.
The question I have, and I ask a lot of people, and some people aren't comfortable answering it. What is it about their agenda that requires you to be disarmed? Because that's their ultimate goal. And here's how I'll prove that to you. If I gave them whatever they wanted today in Virginia, if I said to them, okay, go ahead. If I was the Virginia guy that could do all this magic stuff and say, okay, here's your assault weapons ban, quote unquote. Here's your one gun a month, okay, no restrictions. Here's your background check, your universal background check, no restrictions. And here's your ERPO, your red flag, no restrictions. Will you go away?
That's not what they want, though.
Do you think they'll go away?
No.
They're going to come back for something else, aren't they?
Yeah.
So what is it about their agenda that requires you to be disarmed? It's kind of an uncomfortable question. What is it, Kelly?
It is. And, you know, Lori and I just had this conversation. Another one of our delegates is, what's the ultimate goal?
Right.
Yeah. What is your ultimate goal? Like, especially like Bloomberg, like he's made it no bones about it. Gun control is my number one. Why? Why? Why is that so important?
That's the question.
Overall?
That's the question.
Answer that question to me. Why?
Well, there's a couple of different answers for that. Number one, it's absolute power.
Well,
they can't have absolute power if you have power to defend yourself, your neighborhood, your community, and your country. From all enemies, foreign and domestic. They can't have power.
Well, then they can't take the oath under the Constitution.
Is this your father's Democrat Party, Amanda?
Right.
It isn't. I mean, when you look at it right now, even the Republicans are like, people are saying that John F. Kennedy would now be in the Republican Party.
Oh, there's no question about it.
No question about it. We were just doing an interview on Eye on the Target Radio and with the Liberal Gun Club, and they were talking about how many different people and how many groups of people and how many people that are tag themselves anarchists are involved in the Liberal Gun Club. And it's like, how can you... how can you be for guns if you are... I don't get it, but...
Okay. We may keep you an hour. I'll tell you, because you've just opened
up... This is how we get nothing done.
This is how we get everything done, right? This is how we make a difference. You know, I had Representative Dunn. I had Representative Hudson, Richard Hudson, on yesterday. I had Dunn from North Carolina's 13th District, and I had Curtis from Utah. He took Chaffetz's seat out there in Utah, and the same conversation arose. I asked them the same questions. And their concerns are identical. You know, what is the problem? Why is this? Here's what all three of them said to me. Did you ever think in America that we would see Nancy Pelosi trying to pull her party closer to the center right ever?
Mm-mm.
That trying to move her party to the right? And she is trying to do that.
She's trying because she
knows the wackadoos are in charge with the AOCs and the rest of them over in the squad and everybody else. She knows she's lost control of that party. So that hence that natural question comes out, is this your dad's Democrat Party? You better believe it's not. This is a communist party, socialist party. They've been outed. My belief is Obama planted that seed. It was supposed to germinate and be watered in the next election. It wasn't. Trump standing in the way. And the party had they had to go berserk. And that's what they've done. They've outed themselves. And they made gun grabbing a point.
Priority, yeah.
They made it a priority. They
well,
sure did.
It's really pretty. Some of it is pretty interesting because when you say, you know, what is their mission? What is their goal? The problem is we don't even know who they are. Because really is a case of there is a puppet master somewhere, and these are all puppets. So these are all, you think about them like they're kindergartners, and not to be derogatory, but they're kindergartners. They're learning to walk and tie their shoes, and they're learning the fundamentals of whatever. So they are being raised to say, these are the things that are important to you, and gun control is one of them. They don't know why. So the puppet master knows why, but we're teaching the kids, why do you tie your shoes in bows and not in knots? Because the puppet master wants you to.
That's where we are today. We're going to have to get ready to take a break here. When we come back, I want to shift this over and transition it over to the D.C. Project, because that's a really good segue from where we're at, because you are in Washington. You know a little bit about lobbying, and you're really well positioned to answer some of these questions. So that's what we're going to do when we come back here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone from the SHOT Show floor. Back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, again in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Please support all of our sponsors that make it possible for us to be here. Let's go back, right back, because there's so limited time. Kellyanne, let me start with you.
Sure.
Women from 50 states, the D.C. Project. I know a little bit about the D.C. Project. You know a whole lot about the D.C. Project. Mm-hmm. And you are really making an impact, not just in Washington, I think, but across the country in activism when it comes to this topic. Tell us about it. Take us right from the beginning.
Sure. So the D.C. Project was founded 5 years ago, just sort of as a grassroots effort from Diana Mueller, who got together a bunch of women and said, what can we do to make a difference? And actually, she was talking to one of her lawmakers, and he said, go visit. Go tell them what you want to do. And so we essentially just mobilized as many women as possible. The first year was only about 35 people from states, and then it quickly grew to all the states. So we lay a lot of groundwork before we head to Washington, and the idea is we break into teams and we visit each other's congressmen and senators with an agenda of the changing face of gun ownership. You know, in Washington,
wow,
the profile...
Wow, how shocked are they to see women show up in those offices?
And they are, because they have a profile of what the gun owner is. You know, the dude with the hoodie and the tattoos or angry old white men. And we show up, and we actually had somebody say, oh, my gosh, you don't look like gun people. Well, what do gun people look like? There is no profile to gun ownership.
Even hearing you say that angers me. It angers me to hear you say that they...
Yeah,
you don't look like gun people. Amanda, yeah. You're involved. I mean, when you hear something like that, I know you enough to know that it's got to just drive you batty.
Yeah, so you're like, okay, well, exactly. We just say that, you know, the face of the new Second Amendment now wears lipstick. And we really want to prove to them that the gals who come in are well-spoken, they are professional, and in some cases, I mean, we roll out what our day jobs are because we want them to know that we're advocates for the Second Amendment, but it's not our paid position. I mean, we have people, we have doctors and nurses and airline pilots and police officers
farmers
and engineers.
And grandmas. It's every walk of life.
We do. And we have from the young to old, we have... And we come in all sizes and heights and
socioeconomic demographics, everything across the board. So we truly are a great cross-section of what America represents in gun ownership, and that is a really big deal. But when Amanda says, you know, we try to be very well-spoken and educated in our realm, our biggest battle that I see that we come up against is we always try to fight the fight with facts. When we hear the other side get all crazy with dumb facts of, you know, it shoots 4,000 bullets a minute out of
I don't feel safe. Let me stop you for a second.
This reminds me of we call her Dunsella in Georgia, and I forget her name. It's because it's not even worth remembering.
Right. Yeah.
But she's one of these. Hey, I'm a gun owner. I respect the Second Amendment. I carry a gun myself. I'm not trying to take away your guns. I just want to get rid of all the automatic guns that shoot multiple bullets. What does that even mean?
I call her Bertha, but doesn't my
revolver shoot multiple bullets?
Yes. It's all about but. They don't have any facts. They don't understand what it really means.
Right, and it's not their game plan. And their game plan is to focus on emotion.
Right.
And that's when we were talking about in our previous segment where that other party is going. It's just grabbing emotion and running with that. Don't let the facts cloud your argument. You know?
Can you make a rational decision? I learned a long time ago, not only from my father, but when I was studying business in college before I got my degree in business management. Never. I mean, my professors would tell me, Never make a decision in business when you're emotionally jacked up. Take a breather until you can see things clearly and make a rational decision. Therein lies the difference between conservatives and socialists. They're not liberal anymore. They're socialists. And I do want to go back to your question about the liberal gun club. I do have a question about that.
Yeah.
Real quick while it's on the top of my mind. You say, how can they do that? They can't. You cannot be a liberal gun rights activist. You can't. You cannot call yourself a gun rights activist and pull the lever for somebody trying to take your guns. It's that simple. Here's what they are. They are Democrats or liberals who like guns, but that's not their main agenda.
It's not.
They have something else that's more important to them than gun rights, or they would not be there. Mm-hmm. So they're not as concerned about it as you are, and I tell it right to their face. But I love you being a Democrat gun owner. That, to me, means you're fixable.
I'm going to say stop pointing at me when you say that, because I'm going to say I'm pretty much that's not me.
That's definitely not.
That's not me.
See, I'm animated. No, it really burns me up, you know.
But when people roll out that they're an anarchist that's for guns, it's like, okay, I don't understand that. And you're right. Some people, I am a single issue voter.
And
I am so much of a single issue voter that I talk about politics on a completely different level than a lot of the gals do, because I found out how it starts to work in my county and I got involved. And so I'm on my county central committee. Well, and I'm an engineer by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found out was that functionally we were not functioning good. So the next thing I know, I am the chairman mm-hmm. of my county's Republican Party. So it's like, be careful what you ask for.
You might get involved. Nothing wrong with that.
So, well, there's this bandwidth. So let me tell you, there is now a county in Ohio that seriously cares about the Second Amendment on so many different levels.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty interesting. But you get to watch. Some of the thing about the D.C. Project is we have to have Democrats. We have to have Republicans. It opens the doors. It gets us into offices. There's not a way that the chairman of a party in Ohio can get into Dianne Feinstein's office. Yeah, Lara Smith from the Liberal Gun Club, she can. Dianne Feinstein called them and said, come talk to us.
Do you believe and this is where politics in America is broken. Can you guys stay for one more segment?
Sure.
Do you have time?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're good. It's only lunch. We're good.
We didn't even get into the guts of D.C. Project, but that's
We're going to. Is Dianne Feinstein even listening? Does she even give a crap? We're at a point in American politics. I don't care what she thinks. I don't care what she says, because she's lying to me. She doesn't mm-hmm. respect my rights. She doesn't respect my freedoms. I know it. She knows it. We can go all the way back to 1992. If I could have done it, mm-hmm. Mr. and Mrs. America, 51 votes, I would have done it. Anything that's come out of her mouth since then is a bunch of crap and hogwash. Mm-hmm. And I have no interest in trying to debate something with her, because we all know where her positions are.
Yeah,
so when you go there, let's go back to the D.C. project with
I
the last minute
I was just going to say, when we have made appointments with liberal lawmakers, it's sometimes it's just lip service. You know, I'm like so excited when I get into one. I'm like, I'm going to try to do this. Like, You know, they're like throwing mm-hmm. that stuff out. And I'm like, and I've actually said, I didn't see you write that down. I need you to write this down.
She does.
So we get in front of people, but the point is we go year after year after year and trying to build the relationship. Mm-hmm. So at least we get that face and relationship, so maybe we can make some difference. But quite often we just get the thank you for your time.
It's a broken, the division, the smoke, the genie's out of the bottle.
No.
We can't put it back.
I think there are some that listen, though.
There are. And that's what I want to talk about when we come back. Yeah.
Okay.
When we come back from the break, because there are differences. There are good. Listen, I had the three reps in here yesterday. I was referring to me. I have no interest in talking to them. None. But boy, thank God you are. Thank God you are, because there are some that you can make a difference with. I really do believe that. So when we come back, let's go into the meat, as you said, mm-hmm. of the D.C. Project.
Sure.
It'll be a 9-minute segment, and you guys can go eat your lunch, and I can thank you and say thanks for because it's so fun to talk with you, and it's good to get into the meat of this stuff. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studio, shot 2020. 20 years into this, by the way, on this side of the table. Crazy, man. I couldn't believe it. Can't believe it's been that long. But we're going to get up and do it again in just a few minutes in the next segment, so don't go away. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take a Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's, Daily Defense. My throat's is getting as bad as yours is over
you're
there.
You're getting excited and drying up.
Well, you know, you got me going in a couple different subjects. Here we are in the GunBroker.com studios in front of the Car Arm Platinum microphones, which is always a lot of fun. And I'm talking to Kellyanne Pigeon. I'm talking to Amanda Suffolkool, DC Project, Eye on the Target Radio, eyeonthetargetradio.com, right?
Yep,
Eye on the Target Radio. DCproject.com.
Dot info.
DCproject.info. Good.
Right.
Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to apologize because I get so passionate about some of this stuff. And when I got going about the Democrats, I have no interest in talking to any of those people. I'm going to turn the microphone over to you and say, give us the meat of the DC Project, and I'm going to sit back here and listen.
Well, we can start. We get our women, 50 women, we break them into teams and sort of unusual teams. We try to put people together because, as Amanda alluded to in our previous segment, it's hard for me from somebody from Pennsylvania to get into an office and see somebody from West Virginia. So we try to pair up groups so that we can visit with each other's folks and get in. And really, we try to get on board.
Wait, before you break up, let's talk a little bit more about the team dynamics.
Oh, sure.
So what they've actually done is they go in and they look at it so that you've got some good states and some hard states so that the girls don't get so beat up. If you had to have five hard states all at the same time, it would be really painful. Yeah. So they do that. They try to look at different gals with different experiences. So we've got gals who have leadership experience. We've got gals who have victim statements or almost happened to me or did happen to me, and here's why I've gone into this. Gals who have kids, gals who have grandkids. So this wide variety of experiences all leads into it at the same time so that when you actually get to the table and talk to them, you can talk to them on a variety of different topics at this of interest. And so somebody is going to connect with the legislator.
And we do have a team building or brainstorming session before we head off to the Hill. We usually have that NSSF and we get briefed so that we all have the same talking points. So everybody is sort of on point with what's going on, current. And where we need to go and stay on point for what is federal and make sure that everybody knows what they're talking about. So that's really a good thing. I had a thought, but I'm going to pass it to you to come back to my brain.
There you go.
Okay, so, can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
What you're talking about and what you're describing in my world is known as really highly effective lobbying.
Mm-hmm. We call that magic queens.
We are not lobbyists.
That's
we're
what
advocates.
I wanted to say.
We are advocates.
How did you get there? How did you get to that point that you're doing? Because this is incredibly effective. Mm-hmm. You don't just know those things in Washington. Mm-hmm. You got to figure them out or be taught. So how'd you do
Here's how we did it. We're women. We figure things out. And here's
God bless you because we couldn't.
I'm going to roll this. We ask for directions.
We completely admit.
You know, you're on the highway going 90 going, it's got to be around here somewhere. And we're like, we're lost. So we're asking. And
that's not true. That's a stereotype. It is absolutely true.
It is a stereotype, but it is your reality, my reality.
We have a lot of resources too. And, you know, Eric Pratt from Gun Owners of America has given me information. He said, Kelly, I know you're coming to D.C. Here's something I really want you to share with your ladies. communities and make sure that they understand.
Great resource.
Philip from NSSF says, here's what we're working on. Right. Here's what's happening on the Hill. Here's what we need you ladies to understand. So it's not necessarily coaching, but it's education. Mm-hmm. And so they're teaching us the correct things, like I said, so that everybody understands the talking points correctly of what's going on, because it changes so frequently. So we have a lot of resources on which we can rely.
And we have phone numbers of people that say, here, let me help you. What do you need? Call me. If you've got a question, call
me.
So, I mean, I can call Dick Heller. The fact that I have Dick Heller in my phone is amazing to me. That's like one of my bucket list items, actually. You know, Alan Gottlieb is like, let's sit down and talk. What do you gals need to know to be more effective? So here's one of the studies that I thought. We went to my group, and my group had Illinois in it. It had Florida in it. It had Ohio in it. And there were a couple other states, because we had five states. But what happened is we went into Dick Durbin's office, and they were condescending. They talked down to us.
Of course.
You know, they were not interested in anything we really had to say, but they did have the meeting with us.
How nice of them to do.
But it gets better. So then we went from there to Sherrod Brown's office, equally Ohio-based Democrat that is really anti-gun. We had a 15-minute session set up with them. And it turned into an hour and 45 minutes of them asking questions and trying to figure out where the commonalities were, where the lines are. So I don't know if it's because we're effective or because that they see that the Second Amendment is a fight that they're going to have to figure out how to dance around
I would put on record here. I'd go here in Vegas and put money on both. It's got to be both.
Right? Mm-hmm.
There's no question there's a fear there. They know. When they see you in D.C. And they listen to how well-spoken you are and how you don't come in angry, but you do your job and you do it, they know. They know you're in this.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going away.
No.
And they know it. And that's why I think when you pair what you guys are doing now to what happened in Virginia, on top of that, oh, my gosh, I think you're 50 times more powerful now than you were 2 days ago.
I think we are. Yeah. Here's one of the things that I mark as the biggest success for the D.C. Project was that we're going into our fifth year. And in so at the end of the fourth year, we come out of the meetings, and we had 135 meetings in the course of 2.5 days.
Wow.
135 meetings. And then we come out of that, we had a little rally that just is to cheer our girls on, rah, rah, rah. It'll be on July 12th this year on the Capitol lawn. It's not going to be a giant, it's not going to be a Virginia rally. This is going to be you guys did a great job, here's how, debrief kind of thing. But if anybody wants to come, there's an open invitation. But what happened as we left D.C. and headed for home is Diana Mueller got a call that said the House Judiciary Committee is having an assault weapons ban hearing, and we want to hear from the D.C. Project. We want you to send a gal.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? To us, that was...
It's a win.
That's a win. That's a big check mark in the big
box. All know who went to that.
Yes.
And we all heard the speech before it was given at the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, talk about...
It was a great experience.
It was.
Right?
And we were glad. And Amanda and I were there, too.
Right.
So we were there in support. And we had every color of gal right behind Diana as well. Unfortunately, it was already biased. I don't think anybody really wanted to hear it. But, man, and I totally believe this. If the impeachment of Trump didn't happen, that I will not comply would have stayed in the newsreel for a long time. And we could have ridden that wave for a while. It just sort of got squashed. But it showed
what the effectiveness has been. That's temporary. Mm-hmm. And, again, I think that's going to be another offshoot of Virginia. I think the momentum is on our side. I think they know that. And, you know, it pains me to hear you say you went there, it was lip service. They're not listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're
not
sitting on that. They're all condescending. They're all sitting on a committee.
Wait, it's even worse than that.
What would be more effective, I would imagine, if you take the cameras out of those rooms?
Oh, no. It didn't matter. If you watch C-SPAN, I want you to watch C-SPAN in a completely different way. I want you to watch the perimeters of where the camera is focused, because what happens is most of the elected officials are not in the room. They come in, they do this kabuki theater thing where they do a widescreen, and then they zoom in and they stay zoomed. They do not show the bench of your elected officials from that point forward, because they all clear out, they get up, they get out.
They don't
when
listen.
It's their turn to speak, their staffer will call them, and they will come in, and so they'll hear half of the guy in front of them and maybe a portion of the guy after them, and then they're gone.
kabuki theater.
That is it. They are not there. Yeah. And it's the right and the left. It's the Republicans the Democrats.
Sure.
Nobody. They are there for soundbite TV only.
That's
it. Soundbite was all about emotion.
Right.
Because the entire time I was not allowed to say anything. I was the note passer to Diana. Mm-hmm. So when I was reading the room, I had to tell her what was happening, what was going on. And at no point did anyone ever mention holding accountable the killer. The whole thing was about
the gun.
I'm like, whoa.
It's never about crime.
And it was right or left.
It was all emotion. Yeah. There it is. Yeah. It was strictly emotion. Tell us about the damage these guns do. This gun does nothing. Never at any point was there any accountability to the shooter. No. And that just did not resonate with me.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, now's when I get to tell you that you guys can go eat lunch because we're getting ready to take a break. And I was able to keep. Do you want to stay for another segment? I don't want to take away your lunch.
No,
do you
want to get?
Okay. You're sure?
We'll come back.
Okay, really quick. We have 20 seconds. Of course we could. DCproject.info, right?
Right. And, you know, ladies, if you want to get involved, we're starting DC chapters at the state level so that we can be effective there as well. So we want 435 ladies.
And we take donations.
DCproject.info. Click join. We'll get you in touch with your state leader. And, yes, this was always on our own time and our own dime, but we are more than happy to take donations to keep the fight up for everybody.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. I'll call it right there. That what a great three segments. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule. I appreciate it. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyers protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the gun box? The answer is yes, as the gun box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The gun box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your gun box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Good heavens, what a week. What a lineup we've had. But let me say this first of all, because none of this is possible without the people who make it possible. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Brad Primo, thanks to them. Please visit them. They've got great. Take a look at their website. It's really neat. Those seven combat vets have got it going on. They've got a new beer now, Joe, at Lead Slingers.
Did they?
They definitely do. They've got a lot going on over there. Make sure to check it out. Make sure it's in your stores around you. If it's not, ask for it. Vault Pro USA, Crossbreed Holsters. Amazing conversation with Jen Jakes. So much coming up on the Sunday program, too, by the way, for you. MyPillow, Car Arms. This is the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. So we can't overlook that. Justin Moon, the CEO of Car, was here this week. Wonderful stuff. Gunbroker.com, we heard from Patricia twice. Amazing stuff. We thank them as title sponsor. Second Amendment Foundation. You know, Joe, I had to turn Alan Gottlieb down today for a breakfast, lunch, brunch meeting because he had an earlier flight, and I had arrived here right about the same time he was on the opposite end. You know how tough that is?
That's very tough. I'm surprised.
It's very tough to do, but that's what we had to do to get the radio going because of the schedule that we had, unfortunately. But Alan understands. We'll bring him to a subsequent program for you. He was here twice during the week. Boy, North American Arms, we're getting ready to see Sadie, so you're going to hear from her on, you know, possibly Monday or maybe Sunday. We'll mic her up for Sunday's broadcast. Defender Coffee, you know the routine there. Get the free coffee, $31.83, I think, for the two bags. Just buy two bags, and you get free shipping. SHOT Show, SHOT Show. Is the code. Did I have the right code? I'll have to check that and I'll get back to
that. I think so.
I think that's the right code. Just want to make sure. So help us. These are the people. Support these people. They make it possible for us to bring the show to you from the SHOT Show floor every single year and every single day. Joe Piscopo, how are you?
Doing well. It's Ferrero.
I know it is, but I like to... What'd you think about the week so far, Joe? I mean, this has been a whirlwind, right?
Without a doubt, sensory overload, drinking from the fire hose. There's so much coming at you. I mean, if you like...
Drinking from the fire, I like that because it is. It is. You know, it gets bigger every year. I don't know that the floor set up... Listener, we try to play theater of the mind for you here. You can hear the traffic moving back and forth along here. But you've got picture a large hallway, and you've probably got 8-9 different radio shows on both sides of the wall, and traffic coming and going to and from. Just like right now, what happened? We had somebody sit down in front of us, Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, go ahead and mic yourself up real quick. It's a lot of fun. This is what happens here, and you never know who's going to come walking by. Paul, get up close to that mic, and how are you?
Hey, how do I sound?
Oh, you sound wonderful.
Wow.
You're sounding radio.
Sounding, yeah.
Paul Markle, student of the gun.
Well,
I don't even have to compress your audio. You sound so dad-blasted good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing actually very well. Stronger every day.
It was fun. It was fun walking into you at Crossbreed booth yesterday and seeing you there with all the fellas and Nathan and everybody.
Yes, sir. No, it's, today's day three.
We're on Friday's program now, but of course we're going to be traveling. So
my legs are telling me that I'm like 20 some miles into this show. I did 7.5 miles the first day, 7.7 miles the second day.
So you've covered, you've been pretty much everywhere. I know there's probably something you can't see at all, I guess. You missed something. What stands out at this show more than previous ones? You've been to dozens of them.
Well, what I see a lot of manufacturers promoting is red dots on carry pistols.
Right.
I see a lot of that. I saw the Sky Booth, and of course
that is becoming very popular right now.
And Canic, and there's a bunch of them that have compact guns now.
Did you get by to see the new Glock 44, the 22? Did it have a line around it? I'm going to guess there was a lot of people wanting to see it.
They had, Glock is a huge booth. They had several of them out on the floor, and I got to pick it up and handle it. I actually wasn't aware that they had put so much polymer into the slide.
Well, they'd
the,
all. I
well, to
guess
lighten it up, it makes total sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
I figured
sense
it was
all
aluminum, but it's a polymer combination.
That's going to be a huge seller for them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to break
the
bank.
Well, it's the gun that people have been crying for 20 years.
Well, you've got barrel kits. There's all kinds of kits for the Glocks, but now you don't have to do it, and you've got it in that 19, which is the number one concealed carry pistol size or gun, I would say, probably of all guns on the market, at least today.
Well, I did a lot of work with the 4-H shooting sports program.
Right.
And one of the most popular programs in modern 4-H shooting sports is it's based on the Steel Challenge. And the pistol program in the 4-H shooting sports was dying, because when we introduced it, we were focused on just strict marksmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Had the kids sitting at the benches, and we would introduce them to the pistols. But kids are kids, and after a while, they're like, oh, okay, that was fun, but I don't want to just sit there, because kids have energy and they want to get up and do stuff. And the most popular program in 4-H shooting sports is shotgun, because kids get instant feedback, right? A kid, he either breaks the clay or he doesn't, right? And when he breaks it, he gets that instant feedback, gets that instant, that dump, that adrenaline dump.
And it's
dump.
A blast, too.
And it's an action-oriented thing. Yeah. It's a constantly moving thing. So what they did is they examined that. They said, all right, if this is our most popular program, why? And they said, well, it's because these kids are doing something, and they're getting instant feedback and so forth. So what they did is they came up with, they partnered with Scholastic Steel Challenge Program, and they came up with a Steel Challenge course. So now kids go through a basic introduction to handguns and handgun safety and so forth. And once they do that, they move them over. You know what Max Michelle does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Basically, it's almost they mimics a lot of the courses. So now the kids with a 22 pistol can get up there with steel targets, and they've got a timer, and they're like, are you ready? Go ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, and just have it at it all day.
And with the 22s, it's obviously very, very economical. And then for the advanced kids, I mean, we work with kids who are, I say kids, but 18, 16, 17, 18, then they move up actually to 9mm pistols. And they go through the whole program, and they love it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're actually training these kids, and they're coming out on the other end, like not only pro gun, but intelligently pro gun, because they know the difference between television, video games, and reality, because they've experienced it.
That's the key right there, is the experience. It's not something that they're looking at. It's not somebody's something, but they're actually seeing the reaction. They're hearing the tink, 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 tink.
Right.
They're breaking that clay. That immediate response, that sensory response is there. And not to mention, let's put this in perspective, it's just a hell of a lot of fun.
It is.
And it's an adrenaline rush. I'll never forget knocking my first clay. Never. I mean, it was, I finally did, because it's not easy to do.
Well, and it's also something that we've really deprived our children of the last 20 years, is the reality of the world. We're like, well, here's your ribbon. You showed up. You didn't actually do anything, and you didn't get dirty, but you get a ribbon, right?
Yeah.
So the steel clay, or the clay that's flying through the air, it doesn't care about your feelings, or whatever. It's like, well, I feel like I'm a good boy or whatever. The clay doesn't care. If you apply yourself, do what you're taught.
Now, you just gave me a great idea. We need to put little radio chips with speakers in them, so when they get hit, they go, ah!
Or when they miss.
Or they're flying by, miss me, ah!
Or if they miss, they'll get laughed at.
All right, we're going to have to cut it on this one. This is Friday's program. You sat down at the right time. The show is closing out right now. And we're going to be here for a little bit. You never know what else we're going to get, for sure, before we have to take off. But I'll be honest with you. This show, I want your perspective, too. You've been coming to a lot of them. How does it rank? Give me a number ranking over previous shows.
Oh, I don't know. Foot pain wise?
Foot pain wise is
foot
a good
pain
indicator.
Foot pain wise is a 9 out of 10.
Okay, there you go.
9 out of 10. No, there's so many people here, and there's a lot of things to see. It's just overwhelming, the truth.
It really, truly is. Well, I hope you've enjoyed it, listener. We've been bringing it to you all week. Wait till Sunday's Monster Cast. It's just going to be dynamite. All I'm going to tell you is you're going to hear from Representative Hudson. You're going to hear from Alan Gottlieb and a number of others. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios is calling it quits for this year in 2020 as we pack up here at Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show in fabulous Las Vegas. And here's the thing, guys. Guess what? In 359 days, we're going to be right back out here doing it again. Everybody's shaking their heads. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio. I'll see you on the Monster Cast. Not a show you want to miss. Enjoy the rest of your day.